Slugs again. Yes, there were the slugs, babies, mothers and grandmother, besides enormous, great-grandmother slugs, all eating away at the juicy green leaves.
Oh, Thomas, you must set some slugs, and catch them all.
Did those slugs walk into the trap? No, not one, not one. They just laughed their slimy laugh. And went on eating the juicy lettuces.
Oh, dearie me, shall we do? There'll be no lettuce left when little Tim comes home.
I know. I've got a good idea. I'll shoot those bombs. I'll shoot them.
Thomas crept very carefully up at the lettuce and fired his little gun. But did the slugs mind? No, not they. They laugh more than ever in their slimy way. And they ate up all the peas, and then they turned about and went on eating the lettuces.
Thomas, are you getting on? We shan't have any lettuces left when Tim comes home.
They hopped sadly down the long passage into the kitchen of their house. And then Mariah had an idea. Greedy slugs raised their heads to listen. They waved their bodies joyously and laughed their slimy laughs.
Here is sweet music at our feast. Here is sweet music while we eat.
And then they laughed again happily in their slimy way. And went on eating lettuce leaves.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you. forever that when we lived in Arizona and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire. The clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that.
Thank you.